This is the 4th of December 2007, and this is the summary for the Storage Peer Insight Research Meeting. The title is Spinning Climate Change in the Data Center. Major contribution from the community included Nick Allen from Todd Point, Dave Rentzel from IDC, Fred Moore from Horizon, Phil Siklis from EMC. The issue of energy consumption continues to grip the imagination, both good and bad, of consumers and business executives and policymakers. IT professionals also are becoming increasingly aware of the relationship between faster, denser devices with higher performance levels and overall energy consumption and green implications. However, many IT professionals are uncertain about their influence over future energy and heat issues in the data center, especially as it pertains to storage. This consideration stems largely from the combination of historical expectations at an application level that the criteria for storage was greater performance, higher capacities, lower cost, given energy consumption or accepting greater growth in energy, and the observation that disk drives in general, the favored medium for most storage planning exercises were largely given as commodity items that were purchased through subsystem providers. We observe that this thinking is largely justified in many respects, but nonetheless, there are important factors that IT professionals can consider as they initiate efforts to reduce tactical and strategic dependencies on energy in the data center. The two primary drivers of energy in disk drives are RPM and diameter. The physics of disk drives have been well known for quite some time. The objective always has been to try to increase the capacity of the drive in ways that keeps the cost down. The issue regarding energy now points even more attention on the power law associated with disk drives, which holds that power goes up with RPM and diameter at exponential rates. The power goes up with RPM, the exponential rate is a cube relationship, and on diameter, it goes up at a power of 5 relationship. As disk drive manufacturers attempt to reduce the power associated with their drives, they're looking to the lower diameter of the platters, which will have a dramatic consequence on power reduction, in ways that mediate spinning the disks faster. But the consideration is that areal densities are not going up quite as fast, which means more platters are involved. Consequently, we're looking at a circumstance in which the kilowatt per square foot of arrays as we move from 3.5 to 2.5-inch drives can go up by 300% as folks attempt to utilize the smaller drives that have a higher heat load associated with them in more denser configurations. Our expectation is that the transition from 3.5 to 2.5-inch disk drives will take place in high performance-orientated storage arrays sometime in the next 4 to 6 quarters, or which is likely to lead to reintroduction of new chilling technologies in some of these arrays and in data centers in which these arrays are housed. However, we also note that the heat and energy issues associated with this transition to smaller devices is likely to create an opening for 3.5-inch drives to sustain their market viability in Tier 2, Tier 3 applications. As users consider their degrees of freedom for taking advantage of this transition in ways that improve their green profile, we recommend that they find ways to, first off, turn off spares, an increasing challenge in many applications that presume the existence of striping. We also would expect IT organizations start aggressively pursuing tiered storage strategies that will allow them to more flexibly deploy drives with better energy profiles for the fastest growing class of applications, namely tier two and larger bulk types of data in the organization. Additionally, the issue of green IT generally is likely to start catalyzing a call to name an individual in the IT organization with portfolio and resources to start cohering the IT organization's overall strategy for minimizing the challenges presented by heat and energy consumption in the data center. Part of this challenge will be considering new approaches to designing and deploying data center capacity, both tactically and strategically. Action item, IT organizations should not presume that storage is a given in their overall green strategies. While a green storage strategy is not synonymous with a green IT strategy, storage professionals can and should begin taking steps to facilitate an overall green strategy in the business. However, these steps will require that storage administrators be very clear between the relationship of disk drives and energy, both to the business as well as to the rest of IT, and consider speeding adoption of technologies like tiered storage that will increase the degrees of freedom that they'll have as they make choices related to IT and energy. All right, once again, guys, great discussion. Nick, thanks very much. This has been really, really a great effort. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Peter.
Thanks, guys.